Christian Voice News, your global link.
NACAE is not pleased with 13% allocation to education sector in 2026. Economists describe 2026 national budget as balanced and key to economic stabilization. And Madagascar's energy minister sacked, but protesters call for peaceful demonstrations to continue. With the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAE, says at least 20% should have been allocated to the education sector and not 13% for the 2026 national budget. Yesterday, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Tumbeko Msokotwane, presented the national budget in the National Assembly. In a statement issued to RTV News in Osaka today, NACAE's Executive Director, Aaron Chansa, says although the sector's allocation has increased in nominal terms from 31.5 billion kwacha in 2025 to 33 billion kwacha in 2026, its overall share of the budget has dropped from 14.5% to 13%. Dr. Chansa says while he commends the government for sustaining free education, expanding the school feeding program and pledging to complete hostels at UNSA and CBU will reduce funding share and limit progress. With the monumental challenges facing education, the budget allocation should have gone well above the 18% threshold, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa has proposed the introduction of an education levy, which has strong potential to mobilize additional resources and strengthen Zambia's education sector. NACAE has therefore appealed to Parliament to realign the 2026 national budget in order to increase support to quality education.
The money are taken to teacher recruitment, including the issue of the new curriculum, and is not enough for these exercises. We hoped that in 2026 would have more than 10,000, at least 10,000 teachers recruited for next year, and what we have seen is that only 3,500 are going to be recruited, which is not enough.
Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters EFF Party has condemned the United Party for National Development UPND for lack of fulfilling their set targets, citing failure to prioritize Zambians. These remarks stem from yesterday's national budget presented by Minister of Finance and National Planning, Tumbeko Msokotwane. In a statement issued to RTV News in Osaka today, Party President Kasonde Mwenda has described the national budget to be more favorable for foreign interests over Zambian citizens. Those targets were missed and the people of Zambia are the ones paying the price, said Mr. Mwenda. Mr. Mwenda underscored the need to prioritize Zambian ownership, ensuring revenues will circulate within communities, funding schools, hospitals, roads and job creation. He has therefore called for an economy owned and benefited by Zambians, prioritizing every citizen.
Growth fell short, denying jobs and livelihoods. Number two, inflation promised 6 to 8%. That's the band promised. In reality, today, 13% average in 2025. Families are crushed under unbearable food and fuel costs. Number three, deficit. What was promised was 3.1% of GDP, delivered 4.6. This deficit is reckless overspending.
Economic expert Kelvin Chisanga has described the 2026 national budget as balanced, noting its strong potential to stabilize the Zambian economy, provided that the proposed measures are effectively implemented and broadly supported by the public. Speaking on RTV's community forum program under the theme, Will the 2026 national budget end the high cost of living? Mr. Chisanga emphasized that meaningful economic transformation is a shared responsibility between government and citizens and called for a collaborative approach to economic management, highlighting unity and consistency as critical components in addressing the country's economic challenges. He urged for collective commitment to ensure the success of the budget, stressing the importance of public involvement in national development. There is need for policy consistency to stabilize the policy environment for effective implementation of the 2026 national budget, particularly in key sectors, said Mr. Chisanga. He encouraged opposition parties to view the 2026 national budget on the national agenda rather than a political battlefield, and urge them to contribute ideas and identify economic opportunities that can help lower the cost of living, noting that issue-based politics in 2026 could strengthen democratic governance and support sustainable development. Government has handed over 16 brand new vehicles to all the Zambian News and Information Service NANIS officers across the country, including its headquarters at the mass media complex in Lusaka. The move is aimed at ensuring that NANIS department delivers its mandate to the aspirations of the Zambian people. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa, who was on hand to deliver the vehicles, explained that it is the government's desire to ensure that the department is fully equipped with the necessary tools needed for it to effectively and efficiently deliver to the Zambian people. He noted that it is for this reason that the government will ensure that the provincial ZANIS studios that the department has should be operationalized. ZANIS reports that Mr. Mwetwa says government is aware of the many challenges being faced in the department and is working towards ensuring that they are worked on. In African news, protest organizers in Madagascar are calling for peaceful demonstrations to continue despite the dismissal of the country's energy minister on Friday. The African island nation has seen days of protest over persistent water and energy blackouts. On Friday, President André Rajoelina sacked his energy minister in a bid to quell the protests that have seen police fire tear gas and rubber bullets at demonstrators. At least 5 people have been killed. Coming up shortly, 2 people died during a failed channel crossing attempt. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War and